Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. It's always a pleasure, as you know, for me to be part of your day. And I know it's like a dream come true for you. And I appreciate it very much. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll do like the thousands of other people have done and you'll subscribe to that. We'll send it to you by email every Sunday afternoon. And also, don't forget the blog. You can find that on my website as well. And lots of stuff there. Archives. I don't know how many dozens and dozens of archives of past interviews that we've conducted with Ivan Meisner are there. Ivan is the founder and the CEO of Business Network International, BNI. Many of you heard it that way, BNI, but it's also called Business Network International. He's the author of so many books. I got tendonitis carrying them to my studio, and he's our good friend. Ivan, welcome back to the show.
Thanks. It's always great to be on the show.
Well, it's good to have you here. And folks, Ivan, the thing that I admire about you, Ivan, and I mean this, you know I mean this sincerely, you're an international leader. And we need, I mean, the things that you do are so productive. They're such high quality things. And we need more people like Ivan Meisner traveling the world, handing, you know, putting your hand across borders and across cultures and developing relationships. We need more people like you out there doing that, because there's a lot of hatred and intolerance in the world, and we need to be able to fix that, don't we, Ivan?
Yeah, we do. I mean, you know, right now in the news we see all of this, these battles in the Middle East, and it's amazing to me how people across the world, different religions, different colors, different countries all do business with one another and are willing to you know, try to work past other issues that may exist in the world and still create an economy with each other. And it's really powerful to watch happen.
You know, I one of the things I love to quote as often as I can, Ivan, you may have heard me say this before, it's a quote from Frederick Bastiat, the middle 18th century, middle 19th century, I should say, economist and comedian. Bastiat said, "When goods cross borders, armies don't."
Yeah, yeah.
And what we need to do is the international community needs to just get their hands around some of these people who are causing trouble and make them trade with their enemies. You know, disarm them and you know, put them in a room with all of them and make them trade with each other.
Well, you know, I was in Malaysia just a few weeks ago and, you know, personally witnessed Muslims and Jews doing business together in Malaysia.
Yeah.
And, you know, it'd be nice if you could see that kind of thing all over the world.
That's exactly right, and we've got to fix this because, you know, think about how unproductive, Ivan, the world is, how unproductive we are because of this kind of hatred and intolerance. Think about the expense. Think about the cost, the actual financial cost to all this hatred. Never mind, not to minimize it, but, you know, there is a human toll, but think about the financial toll. Also, of this kind of hatred, it's enormous, isn't it?
It is. It is. As a matter of fact, at least two or three of our networking groups in Haifa have closed down.
That's right. You've got several groups there in Israel, don't you?
Yeah, I do. I don't have anything in Lebanon, but we do have groups in Israel, and the Haifa chapters, two or three of them have had to close down.
Yeah. Well, God be with your members there, because they actually got hit by rockets, didn't they?
They did, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, are they okay?
Yeah, no one who's a member has been injured, but the one of the facilities that they met at was not completely destroyed, but it was hit.
Well,
yeah.
Well, we'll keep them in our thoughts and prayers. Okay, you just got back from a whirlwind tour. You've been all over the country. You've been speaking to folks. You've been meeting folks. What have you learned about international etiquette, business etiquette?
Well, you know, there's so much to learn about doing business across borders. I think Americans in particular just have a tendency to just sort of go to other countries and start doing business without really looking into some of the simple things about working with other people. And one of the books that I'm working on with Sam Schwartz, who happens to be our national director for Israel, as a matter of fact, is an etiquette book on, you know, how do you do business internationally and what are some of the do's and don'ts in doing business internationally. And it starts with something as simple as the business card exchange. In the U.S., you know, if you have a business card, you can pretty much very casually hand it. I mean, I've been at business meetings where two people were some distance away from each other and one almost literally tossed it to the other, you know, across the table. And that wasn't insulting at all.
You know, you can sail those things pretty far if you get just the right angle. It's all in the wrist.
It could even skip on the water.
It's all in the wrist, Ivan. Stand by. Quick break. We'll be right back here, Chicago, to take us out. I'm Jim Lassingame.
Waiting for the break of day. Searching for something to say.
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. And we're glad you're here. Ivan Meissner is our guest and our good friend, the author of Giver's Gain, the author of Masters of Success, the author of Masters of Networking. That's just three of them, folks. I got too tired to carry all the others. And how many? Something under 20 books, though, right, Ivan?
Yes, it's. I've written 8 books, and I think I've mentioned this to you. I just signed a contract to do another 8 books with Thomas Nelson over the next 6 years.
Something under a billion books sold worldwide, ladies and gentlemen. Give us your website, Ivan.
It's BNI.com, which stands for Business Network International, BNI.com.
And when they go there, they can find not only more about you and how to subscribe to your quarterly newsletter, but also they can find out where there's a chapter near them, can't they?
Yes. We have 4,300 chapters now in 31 countries around the world. It's you know, it's Mr. Toad's wild ride.
Exactly. And,
it's growing like crazy. When I was in Australia for 3 weeks, we opened 3 new countries.
Wow.
So we opened Grenada, Thailand, and Sri Lanka.
It's amazing how this thing has taken off since you started doing my show. It's just it's so gratifying to me.
I think I was in 5 countries then.
I think, you had like 1,200 chapters or something like that. And I'm just so glad I could help you out, Ivan. anyway, of course, you know I'm teasing folks. But, it has been fun, Ivan. I have to say, it has been fun for me to see what you created to become so successful. And it goes back to what I said earlier, folks, about the kind of person that he is. You know, the apples don't fall far from the tree, and they got a great leader, Ivan. And you know, you're just that kind of a guy. People, you know what? The mark of a leader is is someone who people want to follow. And that's how I define leadership, and you certainly qualify that way.
Well, thank you.
Okay, we're talking about international networking etiquette, business etiquette. We were talking about skipping business cards across lakes when we went to the break. What are some other things that we need to know?
Well, just to follow up on that, in Asian cultures, in Japan in particular, it's called the Maishi ritual, where you literally, there's a ritual in handing business cards. You don't just hand one catty corner to somebody or toss them across a table like I've seen done. You hold the corners of the card with both of your hands, mm-hmm. and you have the card facing the individual, and you hand it to them with both your hands and do a little bow. Mm-hmm. And that may seem silly, but it may seem silly to us, but it is part of the ritual of handing a business card in most Asian cultures. And when mm-hmm. I was just in Malaysia, you know, I had to continually remember, don't just, you know, pull my card out and hand it to somebody.
Right.
You know, I needed to do this. And you must accept the card in the same way. And if you don't,
it's disrespectful.
It is a little disrespectful. And granted, a lot of these people understand, it's an American, they don't do that. But when you do take the card or hand the card using that ritual, it's appreciated because they then know that you've done a little research or that
right.
you understand some of the cultural differences, and it's respected when you do that.
And if somehow you could say in their language, please take my card or accept this for me or whatever, some kind of a little gesture about their language, if you could combine that, well, then you've gone a long way towards doing something that is essential to doing business with many of these countries, and that's to build a relationship.
Very true. Now, you know, if you speak two languages, what do you call, Jim?
Yeah, you're called a bilingual.
Yeah, if you speak three languages, what are you called?
You're called trilingual.
If you speak one language, what are you called?
American.
That's American, that's right. So, you know, most Americans kind of sashay into these countries and they don't know the language. And, I'm one of those, but I try to go with people who, are bilingual or trilingual so that they can coach you along the way a little bit and use some phrases like you're suggesting.
But, you know, one thing that I've done, and I've done this several times as I've worked with people in other countries, they almost always speak English because other people do.
Yeah.
English is the international language of business, mm-hmm. and aviation, by the way. But we shouldn't be smug about that. What I have done, Ivan, is I have thanked the other people more than once, as often as I could remember. I have thanked them for doing business in English. And that you get a lot of mileage out of that too.
Yeah, good point. Real good point.
Yeah, just stop for a second. You know, say, you know what? Before we go any further, I apologize that I don't speak Japanese or Swedish or whatever.
Yeah.
But I want to say to you, I really thank you for, and I'm honored that you have made it easy for us. You've gone to the trouble to learn my language, and I want to thank you for that. And that's almost as good as speaking their language.
Almost as good. Maybe not quite as good.
No, it's not as good. It's just
that recognition, I think, does go a long way. No doubt about it.
Yeah. All right, what else have you learned?
Well, one of the things that we've learned is, and I'm learning more and more about, is the study of proxemics, which is the distance between two people. You know, in the United States, people tend to talk to each other at about arm's length.
We call it our space.
That's right, our space. And so if people start getting in your space, you start to feel uncomfortable.
You do, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, you feel okay if it's a close friend who's maybe standing a little closer to you, or if you're having a very personal conversation with somebody, they may stand closer to you. But as a rule, in a business context, you're about arm's length away. But in some countries, that the proxemics is further than that, and in other countries, it's closer than that.
Mm-hmm. And you need to pay attention to that.
Yeah.
In which I'm going to ask you where those countries are so we know how to figure this out. And we're also going to talk about slang. The use of slang in these other countries right after these messages. It's 10 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We'll be right back with Ivan Meisner. Back, it's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. There's Shocking Blue. Ivan Meisner's kind of shocking, but he's not blue. Dr. Ivan Meisner, the president, the CEO, and the founder, chairman, I guess now, right? You've actually have replaced yourself, haven't you?
I have. I hired a CEO, and I stepped up to the chairman role.
All right. Chairman and founder of Business Network International. Tell the audience quickly a little bit about BNI.
Oh, BNI is a referral organization. We allow one person per profession to join one of our groups. They get together every week. The primary purpose is to pass each other referrals. Last year, the organization passed 4.4 million referrals worldwide.
Wow.
They generated about $1.7 billion worth of business for our members.
And how much more is that than the economy of Liechtenstein?
That's almost exactly the gross domestic product for Liechtenstein. I'm looking for a bigger country next year.
Right, but, right. You got to go to like Switzerland or something like that.
then I'll know we're really big.
Right, and it's much bigger than Swaziland. And
absolutely.
Okay, folks. Again, check out that website at BNI.com. And I have met some of your folks across the country, Ivan. And you got some high quality folks, not only who are members, but who are also are. I mean, every time when I'm around the country, I hear people come up to me and say, "Do you know about BNI? You know, you guys, you ought to know the BNI folks." Okay, let's talk about proximics. That's a new word. I haven't heard that word before.
Well, it's the study of distance between people as they communicate with one another. And, you know, it also it talks about things like shaking hands and any kind of connection with people physically in a business context in particular.
Right.
And it's really interesting. I mean, I really got a lesson in going around the world on this subject. For example, when I was in Israel about a year ago, someone sat down with me, luckily, and said, "Hey, look, when you're at a meeting and there's a woman who's wearing anything on her head, don't extend your hand to shake hands." Mm-hmm. And I said, "Well, you mean, you know, something that completely covers her head. It's going to be obvious." And they said, no, it could be a beret.
Wow.
On their head. And you take a look at the beret on their head and then look to see, and they pointed a woman out to me. And I said, "Well, you know, clearly she's not Orthodox Jewish because it is a beret and she's wearing a dress." And they said, "Yeah, but look at what she's got on her legs. They're opaque stockings. You can't see any skin whatsoever." They said, "That's an Orthodox Jewish woman. Don't hold out your hand to shake hands because you can't shake hands with a woman if you're a man. And it's just inappropriate." And they'll say something, and they'll be polite about it, but they're impressed. It comes back to that when you do the business card ritual correctly. They're impressed that you know.
Right. And not only that you know, but that you care about it.
That you care about it. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
You
now,
took
and
the time.
I've got to tell you, huge faux pas in Malaysia. I did the same kind of thing with a Muslim woman in Malaysia. It's a little more difficult there because they don't. It's not necessarily the same cues that you look for. One of the visual cues, though, are businesswomen will wear shirts that extend all the way past the palms of their hands.
Huh.
And they can shake hands that way because you're shaking hands with cloth.
And you did a faux pas?
I did faux pas because I didn't realize that she was of a Muslim sect that you don't shake hands with.
So can you...
And I extended my hand and she extended hers, and so I basically shook hands with cloth.
I got you.
And as soon as I did it, I realized...
You knew it was weird.
Well, I knew I just made a mistake. And I shouldn't have shaken hands with you, should I? And she was very nice and explained it. And so
can you go back to Malaysia now?
What's that?
Are you able to go back? Can you go back now?
They do allow me back now. Yes.
What about
very nice.
We got about a minute. What about slang?
Well, slang, you know, you really get in trouble with slang. You get in a lot of trouble with slang. I remember the first time I was talking to somebody in an African nation, and I told them I was going to keep them in the loop.
Oh, no.
In the U.S., that's a pretty common expression, right? We'll keep you informed. And he didn't say anything, and he calls me back about 2 weeks later, and he said, "I finally found out what you meant when you said you were going to keep me in the loop." I said, "Oh, I'm so sorry. You don't have that expression in Africa." He said, "Oh, no, we have that expression." I said, "Oh, God, what did I just tell you?" And he said, "Well, you told me you were going to keep me pregnant."
Oh, no.
I had to assure him that wasn't my intention at all. You know. So you got to just stay away from slang.
Well, and you have to be careful, you know, in some countries, if you know, how you give the, you know, the sign language with, you know, we use our hands like the okay sign language. And,
oh, yeah.
And the thing, you know, the thumbs up and all that kind of stuff. That means different things to different people.
Oh, the okay sign in Italy. You're telling them something very bad.
That's right. That's not good. Thumbs up works pretty much universally, though. Hey, Ivan, thank you for being here. Good job, as always. It's always great to have you here.
My pleasure, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Ivan Meiser, ladies and gentlemen, one of the great international leaders of our time and our good friend. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and as you know, this program really is for you. I will see you next time, only I'll be in Columbus, Georgia when I do. See you then.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.